¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Estonian Football Podcast. The three amigos are back. Martin Kaus is with us again for another year. Martin, welcome back. How are you?
I'm very good. I mean, another season, another year. I've enjoyed a little bit time off. I mean, I didn't have a time off. I finished my season and now I play futsal now. So different life. But no, it's exciting. It's exciting because there's so, even though it's still early days, it's still only transfers happening, but it's still, we still have quite like things to talk about, which I'm happy about.
So the whole point of this podcast is we're basically doing an early pre-season kind of chat, seeing where teams are and what we're kind of looking forward to, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's even though it's still early days, because I think the results are not, they're not that important. It's mostly like how the team find themselves, because so many of them have new players, so they need to find their own chemistry. So the results are not like the most important, but I think about you can still see some kind of elements we can see in the like throughout the season. But yeah, it's been interesting January, I would say.
As a former player, Martin, do you see, at what point during preseason do you start to see things shape up?
I think this is a good question. I think it's it depends solely on how many transfers are coming in. Because, for example, with when I was playing for Narva, then the team changed a lot. So we needed pretty much the whole preseason and even maybe at the start of the season to find each other, like truly, you know. But for example, with my second season with Pärnu, we didn't sign new guys. Like we didn't have any like new fresh legs apart from second team guys coming to first team to help us. But so it was the adaptation or like to get yourself more familiar with the coach's game plan. It was like quite the same. But it depends slowly depends. And I think for so many clubs now they've had so many transfers. So for sure they need time. And I think around just at the start of the season, I think mostly at the teams where, okay, now they feel like they feel the strongest about playing together.
For me personally, I'm not sure whether it's just because I can't really remember last January, but I feel like it's been very quiet this year. You know, there doesn't seem to be, in my opinion, a lot of movement with players. I feel like, you know, we're getting late in January now. We're at the 28th today. I know we've still got another month to go, but I feel like, especially like, I'd say Levadia, who have lost a lot of players, and, you know, they're expecting to lose Ansalu still as well. I feel like they've been very, very quiet.
Well, Levadia did say, the president did say that they will cut the budget for this season. Like, okay, maybe they didn't necessarily say that, but he did mention that, okay, with that, you know, with without spending that much that we did last season, we would have finished second also, so we don't have to spend that much next time. Something like that. So, yeah, I would say it's been quiet, but I mean, transfers been happening. Maybe just not like big, strong signings. For example, Levadia hasn't, as you said, haven't done massive signings. Yes, so maybe like the biggest name is maybe Saliste, just like from another top club joined. But I think it's still early days because the preseason is still long.
Me personally, I don't know about you, but my favorite kind of transfers are the ones where they move between the Estonian clubs. I know it's nice to have foreign players come in, but like Salista going back to Paide, and like Antonov going to Flora. I think those are probably my favorite transfers, seeing those kind of players move about between the clubs in Estonia.
I agree. Like also Tur went to Paide as well. I think it's interesting because we know the players. So for us it's interesting to see them in the different shirt. Because if someone brings in a foreigner, it's like we don't know anything about them. Yes, they might be skillful and it's interesting to watch, okay. But we don't have this emotional connection that we have with our own Sony players. So I completely understand your point.
Do you think leaving, obviously we've got 4 weeks to go before the season starts. Would most clubs want to get their business done now? And so that when they're playing their preseason games, it's all set in stone? Or someone arriving late, is that fine?
I think the clubs already not want to accomplish, but I mean they should already be at the point of okay, we have the list that we want to, players that we want to have, and I think they should already have like most of them. Because I think was it Volaid who said, Tammeko's new coach that most of the players or pretty much every player that they wanted, it's no longer available. Like and he said it publicly, so it's. Yeah, like just purely on just information we have in the media, then Tammeka is struggling maybe the most to find some players, to attract. Obviously, they also are not in Tallinn based. So, for example, Lemme United or Harju or Kuressaare, maybe they're easier for them to attract players. But I think, yeah, now we are at the end of January. So, this is a time where, like, if a club wanted to sign or wanted to bring these important guys, then they would already be in the club. Now I think our second choice is maybe third choice is maybe to find somebody abroad. And these are always like question marks, if you got lucky with them or no.
It's an interesting point because we've just spoken to the Nobby United head coach, and I did ask him in that, are you looking to bring in more players? And he did make a comment of kind of the Estonian market's not really there. So yeah, like you're saying, with teams like Tomeka, they'd have to go the foreign route. I would say that there are, we could say, two big Estonian free agents, Brent Lepestu, who still doesn't have a club, and Sten Reinkort as well. So
I mean, there's also Artur Bikk is without a club for quite a long time as well. I mean,
long
there's
time,
quite a few players.
yeah. There's a market there. I'm surprised. I think we mentioned it in some messages. Reinkort won't be out of a club for too long. Lepestu, I feel like, is interested, but he doesn't want to leave Tallinn, so his options are basically a relegation battle. But yeah, hard to pick. I don't know what's going on with him. I completely forgot about him.
I mean, I don't know if it's only me, but for me it seems that for Reinkort it's easier to find a club than for Lepistö. Because if you think about Lepistö's profile, then he's already at the stage where he's achieved a lot. His CV is good, and I don't know if he wants to move abroad. I mean, ideally, of course, but Estonian club needs to pay like the salary that he wants, like I don't know him personally. I don't speak with Lepistö, but just with his caliber of player, he demands a sort of salary. And in Estonia, we have few clubs who are able to offer that. So, I mean, Levadia is not an option. Flora, he was former Flora guy. I think Flora now is more interested in signing younger guys. Kalju goes to a different route, more of this Russian maybe related guys or foreigners. And then Paide, I think, I think he would suit well in Paide. I actually really do, but he would have already trained with them, or I think he would already be there then if Paide would be interested. So it's interesting. I think for Reinkort as well, Tammeka, so many clubs in the striker. And I think salary-wise, Reinkort isn't that as expensive as Lepistö.
Yeah, I said Gert Kams mentioned in an interview about Lopestu. He had a very brief talk with him, but then that was it. Nothing more was spoken about. So I agree. Yeah, for Pyatt, I think he'd be incredible. But
I mean,
there we go.
those brief talks, these are like happening every day. I mean, with pretty much most of the every free agent with many clubs. Like, I mean, those Estonia is small, so we have like friends in every city, pretty much. So it's I wouldn't maybe necessarily dive too deep into the rumors, you know. But I it's interesting. I really hope that we still see more of Lepistö because he's with his quality. I mean, he would be an amazing addition to every single team.
And I think Reinkort ends up at Temeke. That's
I
what I
mean,
think.
I thought before as well, but where was this this unveiling a player, and I was like, this has to be Reinkort, but it was so similar, but it wasn't.
That was weird. Still talking about transfers, do you have currently a favourite transfer that a team has made so far?
I think for me, I think the most interesting one, like of course there are big names that change between each other, like Turre and Salis, they would like change clubs. But for me, I think Järvelä going back to his like homegrown team, and he did. He was in an interview with Laura Janssen, like 1-on-1, and I didn't watch the full episode, but I saw like a clip of it. And Laura asked her like a question like about the position, and he didn't say that he will be like a fullback there. So it looked like he will be like either like a winger, or because he was a winger back in the day when I played against him like in U stages, then he was a winger. So as a winger, or maybe like I don't know if Newman United will play with five at the back, so maybe like a wing back. I think it will be interesting to see him there. So it's definitely one to keep an eye out, I think.
I like Lapik to Vapras, because he's proven he can score goals everywhere he goes, and if he can stay fit, then I can't see why he can't be. Again, we'll talk about this more when we do the season preview. But he think he should be like some favourite for top goal scorer, and if he can stay fit, I think that's a brilliant sign in for them.
I think I like the Pavel Marin one to Temeke. Again, he's a top player. Top player. I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised actually. I think it's probably about right that he went there, but again, if he's on it, he could be a really good player, especially if they can get a decent if they can get if Reinkort does go there, someone to put the balls into him. And they could be a, I say it every year, they could be a half decent team.
No, I think Marin is an
Yeah.
amazing signing. I really hope he gets like the ground running and finds his former self again. And because he was so dangerous for Viljandi back in the day. He was a very good player for Levadia as well. Like, you didn't get like so many chances there, but he was still quite effective. And with Kalju as well, I think when he started, he was a very good player. But I think years go by, he gets like injuries and a little bit like damaged his career and form. So I was actually surprised for him to go there, because I heard that maybe he doesn't really want to leave Tallinn because his family's, I think he's there, it's life is there, but I'm very happy that he like chose football, and I think he wants to bounce back. And I think the preseason games as well, okay, they did lose against Tallinna Kalev, but he was very dangerous there. He created so many chances, so it's like during a better day he would have had two, three assists easily.
I want to bring up the where you mentioned Järvelä back to Norman United. I think other than that, they're still far behind the rest of the teams in the Premier League because Haju, Kurusa, okay, Temeke have only signed Marin and some centre back from Finland, but they've all seemed to have strengthened in certain areas, whereas Norman United are still effectively with that Essa Liga side. So do we feel, based on them currently, what they have isn't enough?
Well, yeah, if you look at the signings, I mean, so far, you know, I mean, how do we have, they have strengthened their defense for sure, because yeah, I think it helped them that Kalev got relegated, so like they got some players there, like Hugo Palote went there. It's interesting because Andres Järva is a captain who is right back, and Hugo is also right back, so interesting to see how it turns out. I can't see any of them playing left back. And Sander Alex Lied as well. I think he suits well because he's not that effective maybe with the ball. He's not like technically gifted, but he has this heart to fight and to, he's a good like aerial defender. So again, suits well for Harju. But yeah, I mean, I was surprised that Beglerishvili stayed, but it looks like he will stay for in the Man United. So I think he's like an X factor. And Harju, I don't think Harju has any of those like X factor guys, maybe Erme, okay, if he, but I mean, Beglerishvili is undoubtedly, I think, the best player in Estonian Premier League history. I mean, that's my opinion, just, but I think it's quite even. I think it's very, very even, and I think again that's why the season will be so exciting in my eyes. Harju, Man United, and I think I would say Tammek as well are quite even. I think Kuras, I think Kuressaare is a little bit, you know, question marks maybe, but yeah, they're quite even at the bottom, which makes it good for us, for neutral fans as well.
Brief touch on Harju. So Sander Alex Litt, yeah, good. So it looks like he's been in the gym. He looked massive in that announcement photo. Did you see it? His arms were like massive. Good for him. But it's the goalkeeper for me, because they did have Kreizmir training with him, and they opted not for him, and they went for Misit, who's been Kura's number two. So I find that interesting. I don't know if, well, so we don't know the ins and outs of why they opted for that. But I find they got Misit and they got that Vainilar, aren't they, as their goalkeepers, who's the, is he the under 21 goalkeeper? Is he part of the U2 ones? So I find maybe goalkeeper wise they might be a bit weak. I say I don't know, Misit might be world class because you're not gonna, they got Karl Romet Nom, aren't they, in Kura, and you're not gonna beat him for number one. But yeah, I agree with what you said exactly. And even now with Kura being fully professional this year for the first time, I
I never thought
find
I would hear you
that
say these words, but that's true.
I think that would be very interesting. And they've brought in some decent players. Urusu from Kalev, Talu from Kalev, who was at, well, Vimpsi, but he was at Kalev, and he was really good for Vimpsi last year. Marco Luca from Flora, who's got the experience. David Andreas, who was at Flora last year as well, is apparently going there. He's a tidy player. Roy Vercep. They looks like they're going to be bringing in some decent players. So I think Kura could be, not, I don't think they'll be as bad as what they have been.
Yeah, I think, I mean, a couple of players, maybe it's not official yet, like Reivaseppä, I think the last information was that he's just training with the team. So it's not officially maybe a contract. But knowing the history between the Flora and Kuressaare, then he will probably end up being Kuressaare's player. But I think they've also lost so many key players. I mean, they lost Ilya Antonov, who was so essential for them in midfield, like what an experienced guy. Mertin Bajornurm as well, like he was the key guy in the defense. Yermachenko as well, I think, was key guy. Of course, maybe Pestsov and those other guys were also, I think, important for them. So, and it's like so and so. They've got some reinforcements. I think the squad have become younger again. But maybe more hungry or more like players want to prove themselves. So again, it's an interesting combination.
And I think it's, as you put it a couple of minutes ago, if I was to make a prediction table now, I don't think I could separate any of these bottom four, bottom five teams, well, bottom four teams. Even the title race, I don't think I could give you a clear favorite right now. Because, yeah, both Lavadia, Flora, they've lost key players. Flora have signed more players, but are they decent enough for them to retain the title is my question.
I mean, there was just news coming out that now in the upcoming season there is six foreigners allowed on the pitch. So it was five before. I think those, I mean, Paide shaking their hands. I think all the top teams. But yeah, but I agree. It's so difficult actually. And I know we say this absolutely every season, but I think this season is it's really genuine that it's really difficult to predict anything because there are no like teams that are definitely in like maybe fighting for relegation because I think there are so many teams quite equal. Again, at the top, Levadia is not that strong in my eyes, really not that strong. Kalju Paide and Flora, they're quite even as well. So I think it's a very interesting season.
If you were a betting man, say this is like early days and we're not really taking pre-season results into consideration so much as it's more of like a fitness thing and all that stuff. Do you think this year could be the year that someone other than Lavadia and Flora could win the title?
I want to believe, like always, I want to believe yes, and it's hard to bet on Paide, but I think Paide maybe like this is maybe like their season, because if you look at the squad, and if you can get fully fit Danier as a striker, and all the other guys as well, like and they will have definitely coming probably very good foreigners as well, because as every season they have so many to choose from. They have amazing goalkeeper pairing as well. Amazing, very good defense in my eyes. For me, I think Tur was upgrade to Salliste. That's my opinion. Even though, yes, they do play different positions, so I can't necessarily one to one, but I think Tur is a great addition. And I think Lilander as well is quite versatile. He can play center back, he can play left back, right back, so he can cover for Salliste easily in my eyes. And I think give Vasile a proper preseason, and now for the season, I think it's. I can honestly see them challenging for the title. But as Paide always, it's like we always look at them. Listen, what a squad! And then after like one round, first round, you think like, okay, well, like, what's happening now? Why they are so behind? So, I think this year might be Paide's like real chance that okay, they might win it.
See, I was going to say the same, but for Kalju, I think they can push more. I don't know what it is, but I really like Kalju's squad. I like, the players they bring in, and I don't know. I feel like they've all kind of been together a little while. Again, they've got the good goalkeeper pairing as well. If Perk goes down, they're not going to be worried because Pavlov's top goalkeeper. Maybe a very decent number nine. I know he got man of land, but if they can get that Thiago, the one who banged in all them goals in S Liga B last year, if they could get him do like what kind of like Promise David did, I think they could be up there challenging definitely.
I'd go with Paida. I agree with what Martin said. If you get Anya fully fit, I reckon he could easily score 30 goals. Well, not 30, but 20, 25. I don't think Kalju will have the legs for it. I feel like they're in a more in a position to sell their star players. And then I don't think they'd be able to replace them. Say if that Thiago, for whatever reason, comes in, starts scoring goals, I can see him being shipped off in the summer. I don't think Paida really have. I think the only person they could really sell is Jarju in goal. And they keep speaking about that every year and he never leaves. So I think if they can keep hold of him, yeah, I think Paida would be the ones out of those two that would do it.
I think just like comparing the squads, Okay, they're quite similar, but I think Coelho lacks, I think, like the players that have had the experience of winning big things. I think that's why also, like, okay, they did win the cup last season, let's not forget about it, but they kind of fall off, like they fell off. And I think if you just look at this Spider squad, they have so many players that have so won titles with with other clubs, in different countries. Like they have so much more experience. So I think in the long run, I think the experience just weighs more. I think, yeah, Kyle, like I see right at the moment, which is the squads they have at the moment, I think it's quite similar, and I think they will go quite neck and neck, like half, maybe three quarters of the season. But I think by that eventually they have a slight edge, in my opinion.
Fair enough. Let's move. Have you had a look at the fixtures for the opening few weeks?
You can sell it for the viewers.
Yeah, I was just wanting your opinion of what you thought, who had like a nice start to the year or who might, slightly difficult. I look at, again, Norman United, obviously they'll start against Flora. You always have the team who comes up face the champion. So that kicks off on the 6th of March. Can't wait. Get it in your diaries. I always find it, especially now, I find it difficult to say, oh, that's an easy game. Before, you used to have a look and think, oh, that'd be 5-0, 6-0. But I think now, I don't, I'm looking at it now and I'm struggling to think who might lead after the first three games in March.
We don't like it depends on the weather as well, because sometimes we start the season with like completely snow, and I think was it Harju's first time in the Premier League, and their first game was like even complete snow, and then like nobody can actually play football. So I think I really hope that it doesn't happen again. But I agree, like we don't have any of this of a team that gets completely battered, or like, or at least I don't see it at the moment. Obviously, there could be like a first game. What is it? Is it Flora versus Man United? Which is like maybe Flora wins like 5-0. I don't know, because we with the against smaller clubs is, yeah, like they fight so much, but after they concede one or two goals, then they completely collapse. They lose their heads, and then they concede so many more. Because I can only, okay, maybe with Man United, I can see they can a little bit have these moments where they will concede a lot, because in my experience, like playing last season against Man United, okay, they scored so many goals, but they conceded so many goals as well. And I remember we played at home in Elba, and we lost the game. I think was it 5-2 or something. And yeah, we did lose, but I will be honest, it was quite easy to play against them. Like it was so easy to get into their third. We just didn't have the quality to actually finish our chances or create anything truly significant, and with Sakari's Belashvili's quality, he just needs a little bit to just, for Esiliiga, you don't need much to score or to find these through balls. But we just lack a little bit of quality in the third. But just playing against them, it was quite easy. So if they, with this same mentality and with the same game plan and letting opponents more freedom, I think they will completely destroy them. So I think they need, and I think they have some kind of meetings now that, okay, this is Premier League, this is bigger than what we had before. Like, we need to step up. But if they don't do that, then they will suffer.
You also have, obviously, before the season starts, you could count it as two cups, I suppose. So you've got the Liivamaa Cup to be the champions of Estonia taking on the champions of Latvia on the 24th of February, Flora versus Riga. And then you've got the Super Cup on the 28th, Flora versus Kalju. Obviously, Flora will want to win both of them, won't they?
I mean, of course,
This is a stupid question, I know.
but no, it's okay question, but it doesn't mean again anything. It's just a game, because wasn't, I don't know where it was, but was it that Infonet won against Flora like a Super Cup like 5-0 or something, and then in the league, and they completely got beaten, I think, against Flora then. So I don't know, it doesn't really mean anything. It just gives them maybe a little bit of this confidence boost, but I don't think it transfers to a season.
Did you play any Super Cups with Narva? Were you there when they won the cups?
No, it was unfortunate. They won before I joined, and then they won when I left. I was me and Kevin Ala, like we did well in the cup, and then the season ended, and then we both went to Brno. But like in Estonia, the cup is through 2 seasons, so the Narva was still in the cup, but we were in different teams. But then Narva won the cup, and then me and Kevin Alla, we look at transfer market and we see we are cup winners with Narva Trans. So in statistics, I have a cup winners win with Narva, but I've never seen a medal, so I don't know where it is. It's probably somewhere in Narva right now.
Was basically just going to ask, would you just treat the Super Cup just like another pre-season game?
No. Like with pre-season, it's okay. You never want to lose, because I think, okay, when I joined Pärnu in 2023, the first pre-season game was against I think, okay, it was against Tartu Tammeka. It was immediately when I joined, and then we did lose at the last second goal, but we played well. And then the next games against Meta's team, and then and Nem United and everything, we won. And it gives you this extra momentum. So then after like your fourth, fifth, or whatever preseason game, you go into it feeling like, okay, like we feel like dominant. We feel like we are above them, you know? So it's definitely important like for you to win preseason games. But it's also like you have to play with a little bit more freedom, that you try some build up things, and if it don't work and you do concede, it's like, okay, of course it's a shit feeling, but you don't really get any hate, because it's a part where you have to try things out. But with the Super Cup, this is like you play for the result. Maybe you sacrifice some parts. This is the play where you play for the result. You don't train some kind of things, you know. So for me, I wouldn't treat Super Cup as a normal friendly game.
Cool. So if we go to wrap this up, if we quickly give, we're going to do a season preview anyway, but if we quickly say, based on what we've seen in January, who's going to win the title and who's going down, who would we say?
I think I would probably say I'm still going to stick with Flora for the title. At the moment, that's only because obviously certain players haven't left yet, like Poom, Hussar, Mihailov. They're still technically Flora players. So I'll go Flora, and I do think Nomi United will go down.
I think Harju will go down, and I think the league winners will be Paide. That's at the start, you know. But anything can happen, you know. We still have time for transfers, so let's see.
I'm going Paide champions and Nomi United to go down. But yeah, obviously we got 4 weeks to go before the season starts. A lot's gonna change. More players are gonna be on the move. So when we come back with season preview, we're probably gonna have a whole new prediction list. So it's gonna be an interesting 4 weeks between now and then.
Yeah, and this will be big players. I mean, we still will find out where Lepisto is going, where Reinkort is going. Maybe someone will sign Artur Bik. Bogdan Vasiuk is free now, I think. So
He
I don't know if
is,
he comes back to
yeah.
Estonia, but there's still open spaces. So yeah, it'll be fun season. And yeah, definitely we're gonna make another episode before the season, where we have more information about the teams.
Yeah. And also the big one, weekly episodes.
Yeah,
Massive
and
news coming out of.
even the bigger news that does Maksimkin really go to Kalju or not?
I think he would have gone by now. I think it's too late now. Surely he would have gone by now.
We still
They've
have
let me
time.
down
We still
big
have.
time. They've made
I'm
me look like a
sorry.
right fool.
You were so confident as well, and even though I was quite like, I
Yeah.
even saw the dream, but yeah, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
One
He's
day.
probably waiting for Man City or something because he's a fucking brilliant player. Love him. I love him. Might be
We all
one of my
love him.
favorites, actually. Might be. Yeah. Might be. Actually, I don't know. I know it's off topic, but do you have a favorite player playing in the league?
Me? Oh, it's a good question. Like favorite, I don't think I will let the fans wait, you know. I will reveal in the next episode.
Next episode.
Yeah. Yeah, fair
But
enough. Yeah.
we'll come
It's
back
a good
to it.
question,
We'll
though. Something
remember.
to think about. Yeah. Okay. I think that wraps it up. Yeah, it's just a brief, early, very early pre-season talk. The weekly episodes will start when the season starts. So we'll be back. Well, it might be before the Super Cup, maybe after the Super Cup for the season preview. We'll figure that out. But that'll be the next one. Yeah, so thanks for listening. Vamos to Estonian football.
Vamos.
Yeah, vamos.